Chapter 5, The Chief Inspector. Nobody knew about the Chief Inspector's past. It felt dishonest that now she was on the law side.
You don't know me, Bruce.
Well, sure I do. You're the chief.
No.
You got something you need to say?
Yeah, I do. See, before I got this shield, my shiny ticket, I was one of the savages, Bruce. I was an empty gesture. I think I miss it.
Well, what is that? Some kind of religion?
We were tactical. Organized. It didn't seem like it, but we were. Even more dangerous. Roaming the streets, eating trash, doing movements over and over. People were mesmerized.
Well, everybody's got history. What's important is that now you're the chief and the sandwich.
You don't get it. Because maybe me and this future terrorist, we could be the same person.
I don't think so, Chief. That sounds weird.
You don't understand what I'm saying, do you?
Not really.
Like smoke filling her mind, each moment sliding into the next. Maybe the empty gestures just happened. She was reformed now. She was the chief inspector. She was married to Rick, her portly husband. He enjoyed comedy. It's what they did on the weekends. Ate pizza and watched shows. On this particular night, sitting on the dead sofa, Rick was laughing and eating. She watched his face, disconnected. He was shaking, pointing at the screen. She just watched, chewing the edge of a pizza crust. Was this about the investigation? Her phone buzzed. Yes?
Evening, Inspector.
Who is this?
You know who.
Oh. Future terrorist. Well, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to say hi.
Well, hi.
It's a laughing matter, I guess, about who's funnier, the copycats, or the dead-eyed destroyers. I've studied you, Chief. I believe you to be a dead-eyed destroyer like me.
But I'm not laughing.
Neither am I, Chief.